Moose Jaw, Prairie South School Division plans to spend nearly $7 million during the next 3 years on upgrading school buildings, including replacing roofs and installing security systems in some Moose Jaw schools. Division Administration presented the 2025-27 Preventative Maintenance and Renewal, PMR, plan during the recent Board of Education meeting, with the document laying out the 32 projects the organization intends to pursue during the next 3 years. The total amount Prairie South expects to spend is $6,793,000. 2025. The division plans to spend $2,340,000 on 8 projects in 2025, with Moose Jaw initiatives focusing on Lindale School, partial roof replacement for $300,000. Ecole Palliser Heights School, boiler replacement for $350,000. Albert E. Peacock Collegiate, repairing a passenger elevator for $300,000. Peacock, partial roof replacement for $450,000. Division Office, concrete deck and step replacement for $240,000. 2026. The division plans to spend $2,298,000 on 16 projects in 2026, with Moose Jaw and area initiatives focusing on Peacock, asphalt repairs for $100,000. Karenport Elementary, asphalt repairs for $300,000. Lindale, crawl space remediation for $500,000. Central Collegiate, flooring upgrades for $150,000. Peacock, partial roof replacement for $450,000. Central, security camera wiring for $17,000. Lindale, security camera wiring for $6,000. 2027. The division plans to spend $2,155,000 on 8 projects in 2027, with one Moose Jaw initiative focusing on King George School, partial roof replacement for $400,000. Board discussion. Darren Baden, building supervisor, told the board that staff changed the renovation plans to address emergent issues at 3 schools. Specifically, staff pulled projects focusing on Lindale's roof, Palliser's boiler, and Peacock's elevator from future years into 2025. He noted that Prairie South has more than 90,000 square meters, 1 million square feet, of roofing to manage, so it's positive that his department had to address only one school roof in the near term. Meanwhile, the buildings department rescheduled 3 projects into future years. An entryway upgrade at Eyebrow School has been moved into 2026. A $450,000 roof replacement at Peacock has been shuffled to 2026, and a $200,000 washroom upgrade at Rock Glen School has been moved to 2027. Trustee Crystal Frost pointed out that, based on the numbers, the division is spending an average of $2.1 million annually to upgrade schools. While she thought that was reasonable, she also thought it showed just how much work the division must complete during the next 3 years. As the report title suggests, preventative maintenance, Darren and his team do an amazing job of keeping our facilities functioning at such a high value, said Trustee Robert Bachman. Then we have capacity when these emerging issues arise that they can get dealt with. There is always more the division could do to upgrade its buildings, but it can't because the province has capped and reduced PMR funding for the past 2 years, he continued. This is unfortunate because PSSD will likely face many emerging issues in the future as its schools are old and require maintenance. Bachman added that the board should continue to lobby the provincial government for predictable, sustainable funding in this area. Trustee Sean Davidson reminded his colleagues that whenever emerging priorities arise, the division must shuffle other projects further down the list and complete them when there is money and time. The next PSSD board meeting is Wednesday, June 5.